In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us open this morning in mutual prayer and thanksgiving. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, we, Thy grace children this morning, come before You with many thanks. Dear Father, we thank You above all that You have given us this gift of living faith, and that You have sent Your Son into this world to suffer and die on our behalf, and that yet today, through His merit work, we can believe, our many sins forgiven, and have hope of eternal life. Dear Father, we wish to thank You that You have again given us opportunity to gather around Your holy and precious Word. Dear Father, we ask that You would teach us, instruct us, comfort, and encourage us in this way of faith. And dear Father, we ask for Your service blessing. Open Your Word unto Your servants, and open the ears and hearts of each listener to receive that food and nourishment that each of us need on this journey of faith. Dear Father, we also wish to thank You for all that You have given us in this life. You have provided us homes and families, food and clothing, in a free country wherein we may worship Thee. All things, Father, come from Your hand, and we wish to thank You even for all of these. And dear Father, we ask that Your Word may be proclaimed in this ever-darkening world, that You would continue to call those seeking souls, lead them to Your grace kingdom here on earth, where they can hear that precious gospel message and believe and have that hope, as we do, of everlasting life. Dear Father, we yet enclose all of our thoughts this morning in the prayer that Thy Son has taught, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On this Pentecost Sunday, I shall read God's Word from the third chapter of the Gospel of St. John, from the 16th through the 21st verses. And we read these words in Jesus' name. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Amen. In the beginning, again this morning, I would wish to bring loving greetings of God's peace from those children of God there in Spokane. Many knew I was making this trip and desired that their greetings would be brought to all of you. This text that we have read contains, as we heard even last night, what we call the mini-gospel, which is this first verse that we read. The 16th verse says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This verse, as so many in the Bible, is a comforting verse unto us. For it tells us how much God loved us. We know from the beginning, there in the Garden of Eden, God had put Adam and Eve and given them everything that was needed. And it was paradise. But yet God also gave them that instruction that they should not eat of that tree in the middle of the garden. And we know how it was that Satan came and tempted Eve, and Adam and Eve both partook of that tree, and sin entered into the world. And from that fall, man has inherited sin. We are all sinful beings. And as we heard in our presentation last night, that not one of us can do good. Paul says that there is none that seeketh after God. We certainly do not comprehend God's ways. But here, God's word tells us that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God knows the result of sin, that it separates us from Him. But God also wishes that man would turn to Him, believe in His Son. And so, brothers and sisters, this is how much God has loved each one of you. He knew that we were sin corrupt, but yet He offered us a way to be acceptable to Him, to come to Him. He sent His only Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was born of man, but He was not like us. He did not have sin. He was that perfect, innocent sacrifice for our sin. And here it tells us that, and whosoever believeth in Him, in Jesus, should not perish but have everlasting life. How comforting, brothers and sisters, is God's Word in so many places. It tells us here so simply, whosoever believeth in Him. This is not a difficult task. If we think of tasks in this world and attaining things in this world, sometimes it's a lot of work and man strives to do well. But how is it in faith? We don't have to accomplish a lot, and we certainly of ourselves cannot accomplish anything. But God doesn't require us to accomplish a lot. He asks, believe in My Son. Believe in what He did for you. He suffered and died on our behalf. And we want to endeavor to battle against sin and simply believe and continue to believe and continue to beg for that gospel message, that assurance of the forgiveness of all of our sins. Brothers and sisters, is not that our desire? That we could continue to be as grace beggars? We want to get to heaven one day. And the way is continue to be grace beggars and beg for that gospel. It is our source of strength. And it assures us that yes, all of your sins are forgiven and you are on the way that leads to heaven. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God wishes that all would turn to Him. And His Son suffered and died for the sins of the entire world. So many times, it seems that one of Satan's messages to us is that, are you sure that Jesus died for your sins also? He wants to create this doubt in our minds that, is it really true that Jesus died for your sins? But brothers and sisters, be assured, God's Word says over in many places that our Lord and Savior died for the sins of the entire world, for all people, not just certain people, but for all. Do not believe those lies of the enemy of soul. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Again, comforting words. And reminds again that we simply want to believe and need to believe. There are so many in this world who, with their lips, would say that, yes, I believe, and I believe in God, and I believe that in Jesus. But what are they lacking? They lack that Jesus has done all for them. They want to believe that there is something that I can do to make me a better person, to improve my salvation, or to gain salvation. I have heard of some false religions where they look at the works that man does, and by them they attain different levels in heaven. In this world, we know that it is this way, that in the workplace there's certainly levels, and there's supervisors and managers and presidents and bosses and owners and so on. And there are levels in, and we can work to attain a better position that would pay more and so on. And this is the way it is in life. But how is it in God's kingdom, brothers and sisters? Can any one of us say, can you say that I deserve a higher position? I've been a pretty good Christian. We cannot. Brothers and sisters, are not we all sinners? Yes, we fall into different kinds of sins. And we want to even classify sometimes this as, or Satan certainly wants to classify that, well, this is just a little sin, that's not too bad. And this is a bigger sin, and this is really bad. Brothers and sisters, in the eyes of God, sin is sin. It separates from Him. And so in God's kingdom, we are a level-headed flock, as we talk about. There is none that is better than another. We are all guilty. And no one can say that we deserve a better position. But brothers and sisters, is it not so precious that in this grace kingdom of God, where we are such great sinners, each and every one of us, that God sent His Son for us? He suffered and died for all of our sins. And we can believe in that work that Jesus has done for us. And this makes us acceptable to God. We will get to heaven one day. How great a gift. How much God has loved us. As God's children, we are most fortunate in this world. There are so many on the outside who do not see. But it is not of ourselves that we can see the beauty of God's kingdom, the preciousness of God's kingdom. But God has given us this precious gift of faith. Let us endeavor to preserve it, to hold it near and dear to our hearts. We don't want to ever give up this precious gift. But Satan would certainly say that it's not a big thing. And he wants us to think that it's no big deal to lose this treasure. Brothers and sisters, continue to endeavor on this journey. Continue to put sin away and believe the gospel message. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Brothers and sisters, we know, and we speak about this threefold enemy that we have: Satan, the world, and our own flesh. And when we look around us in the world today, we must say that the world is becoming more and more evil. More and more, it seems that men are turning away from God. Man does not like to be told or shown of sin. But it tells us here that the light is come into the world. This light is the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. that reveals sin. But man does not like to be seen in the light. Men of today, and even I would say to you, young, that isn't it better to do things in the day rather than the night? Evil lurks in many places in darkness, in the night. And we can perhaps think that, in our minds would think that, well, if we do something in darkness, it's hidden, it won't be seen. This is what the world likes. The nightlife of this world is corrupt. But yet it appeals to our flesh. But oh, how dangerous this life of the world is. It is dangerous. It is not according to God's will. May it be that we do not seek those things of the world and the ways of the nightlife and the evil that lurks there. Pray to God that He would help you even in this endeavor. We want to be children of the light. We can sometimes think that we can hide things. And certainly you, as children, you young, you can do things and your parents will not know, perhaps. And they may never find out. So you can fool. Man can fool man. But do you think that you can fool God? God knows all. He sees all. Not as we as humans see. We as humans look on one another and we see this, the outward appearance. God does not look on the outside. God looks on the heart. We can recall how even when Samuel was asking, or when God told Samuel to pick a king from the sons of Jesse. And so they gathered together, and Samuel looked on Jesse's sons and he thought that one of them was fair and certainly that this one would be the one that God had chosen. But it was not. And God, or after Samuel had gone through Jesse's older sons, I don't remember if there was six or seven, and none of them were chosen. Samuel asked Jesse if this was all of his sons. And Jesse said that he has one more that's out in the fields tending the sheep. And when David came in unto Samuel, he was of a ruddy appearance. I can't remember the exact words that it says. But we remember that God said, "This is he. Anoint him." And that God looks on the outside, not on the inside. Looks on the inside, not on the outside. And so, brothers and sisters, when we think of doing things in darkness, in the night, maybe we even remember that God knows what we are up to. God sees all. And we, as God's children, desire to be as open books one to another. We don't want to hide. It doesn't help us to hide our evil deeds. It's often very difficult to talk about our failings. And many times it's Satan who's there saying, "Well, I'm not sure that anybody's going to really understand these things that you have done, and how could anybody do that?" Satan has talked to me in this way many times. And this sermon so often appeals to our own mind that yeah, it's true. Probably nobody's going to understand. But brothers and sisters, when we have been able to talk about our matters, have we found that our brothers and sisters quiz us that, "Is that really what you did?" Certainly they have not. They have desired to preach the gospel, to reassure you that, yes, you can believe. All of your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Oh, how our mind works against us so many times. But brothers and sisters, may it be that we continue to desire that gospel message. Pray to God that He will help you. And He does. He hears our prayers. And He promises that when we desire to believe, He will not leave us without help. He promises to be with each one of us until the end of our journey. God does not forsake us. It is us that may forsake God. So, brothers and sisters, even this morning hour, uplift your heart and believe that all of your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe unto peace, freedom, and joy. Is it not good to dwell in God's kingdom, where we can look around and see all of these precious escorts that we have? We have friends in faith that can help us We cannot make it on our own. We need each other. And may we help each other, instruct each other, comfort each other. Continue to preach that gospel message. It is what each one of us needs in this life. It is what we need to get to heaven. And I also this morning need to hear that. May I still believe all my sins and doubts forgiven. I desire to believe together with you. This is a precious place to be here in God's kingdom, where we can be assured that we are on the way to heaven. Brothers and sisters, continue this endeavor. You are on the road that leads to heaven. Continue this battle. It pays to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.